Daily Brief, June 2nd, 2026, top of mind. The Middle East peace track is whipsawing markets intraday. Trump told CNBC he doesn't care if Iran talks collapse, then posted that talks continue at a rapid pace. Polymarket odds of a permanent deal by end June collapsed from 75% to 27%. Oil, Brent 94, WTI 92, and treasuries are each moving 4 out of 5 BPs per headline. Separately, the AI capex arms race just escalated. Alphabet is raising 80 bowlers in equity, including 10 BLs from Berkshire, while Anthropic filed for IPO, HPE smashed estimates, plus 30% pre-market, and Jensen Huang anointed Marvel as the next trillion-dollar company. The Andrew Left verdict, convicted on 13 of 17 counts, is a structural chill for short-selling strategy broadly. Catalyst Radar SpaceX IPO roadshow begins this week, debut expected mid-July. Anthropic, choose OpenAI IPO filings, pending SEC review, Alphabet 80B equity raise, 40B ATM, 30B underwritten, 10B Berkshire placement, HPE earnings beat, largest since 2018, confirms AI server demand surge, Brazil tariff hearing. July 6, 25% Section 301, proposed analyst, opinion columns, WSJ, heard on the street on NVIDIA's PC chip entry. The RTX Spark CPU plus AI combo disrupts Intel, AMD's dominance in Windows PCs. NVIDIA's brand cachet makes NVIDIA Inside more powerful than Intel Inside was in the 90s, but PC is still a small revenue tailwind versus data center. WSJ on the OpenAI versus Anthropic IPO race. First mover advantage matters. The one that lists first captures scarce investor capital, especially with SpaceX consuming massive liquidity. A weak OpenAI debut could force Anthropic to delay or downsize, mirroring the Lyft-Uber dynamic. Markets S&P 500 futures, 0.2%, pausing an 8-day winning streak. NASDAQ 100 futures, 0.1%. The rally is historically narrow, only 20 S&P stocks hit new highs Friday, echoing March 2000, Hartnett Buffet. Breadth poor, 55% above 200-day MA. Oil, Brent 93.60, 1.5%, WTI $89.50, giving back Monday's 45% surge. Forward curve still backwardated. Treasuries, 10-year yield down 4 BP to 4.43%, 2-year down 3 BP to 4.02%, 30-year at 4.95%. Front-end pricing risk of Fed hike cycle, variant perception. Gold, plus 1% to 40,529.oz, recovering Monday's loss. Silver, plus 2.1% to 76.42. Bitcoin, 3% to $71,500. Strategy, MSTR, 5.9%, sold 32 BTC for 2.5 meters, first sale since 2022, to fund preferred dividends. DXY dollar index, 0.1% to 99.13. EM currencies rally on peace hopes, Rand leading. Wall Street analyst skepticism, buy recommendations in Russell 3000 at 82%, well below dot-com 90% peak. BofA contrarian indicator still in neutral territory, implying 12% S&P upside over 12 months. Economy US manufacturing expanded in May at fastest pace in 4 years, fifth straight month of growth. Front-end treasuries pricing risk of renewed Fed hiking cycle, variant perception. Energy shocks typically lower yields via growth hit, but 2 year is trading like 2022 pattern. Business finance Barry Diller, People Inc., proposed 18 BDOs NCL debt. Bid for MGM Resorts at $48.30 share, a 10.6% premium, already owns 26.1%, effective blocking position against rival bidders. Berkshire Hathaway buying Taylor Morrison, homebuilder, for 6.8 B cash, first big post-Buffett deal. Also investing additional 10 B-dollars in Alphabet. Big bank CEOs, Dimon, Moynihan, Scharf. All bullish on Q2. JPM sees markets at IB revenue beating 11% TAS and 10% growth estimates. Goldman says M&A volume on track to break 2021 record. AI infrastructure financings among largest transactions. Victoria's Secret, VSCO, plus 40% pre-market. Q1 EPS, 0.60 versus 0.30. EST raised full-year guidance. Lower tariffs helping margins. Abivax, EPA, ABVX, 31%. Bowel disease drug met endpoints, but cancer signal in 50 mg dose creates regulatory overhang. Takeover speculation cools. Private credit insurers raising premiums, D&O policies up 3%, QOQ for private credit.PE. SEC CHO federal investigations into valuation practices at BlackRock Fund. Apollo committing to daily pricing by Serpanti. World geopolitics. Trump proposes 25% tariff on Brazil under Section 301. Cites IP enforcement, ethanol access, deforestation. Hearing July 6th adds to existing 10% global tariff framework. Chinese military sought NVIDIA chips since 2019. Wirescreen report found 500-plus procurement records across nuclear cyber war planning units. Administration and Congress briefed. NVIDIA disputes significance, says PLA primarily uses domestic chips. UK-China ties normalizing, Foreign Secretary Cooper in Beijing. China seeks path for more investment. Tensions remain over steel nationalization and block turbine factory. Iran Hormuz. US Navy has guided Tudun 70 dark commercial ships through strait in 3 weeks. Qatar Energy and ADNOC adopting shadow fleet tactics, transponders off for LNG tankers. Diesel inventories may reach critical levels by August, Goldman. ECB report, gold has surpassed US Treasuries as world's top reserve asset by share. Euro's international role stable at 20%, still one-third of dollar's reserve share. Technology AI NVIDIA, Irv Computex. Huang says Marvel, MRVL plunging 22% pre-market, is next trillion-dollar company. NVIDIA took 2B stake in Marvel 3 months ago. Also unveiled RTX Spark PC chip, combining CPU plus AI. Moving beyond data center into personal computing. Alphabet raising 80 badans, $40 ATM, 30 by underwritten. Incul 15B mandatory convertible preferred. 10 buy-in from Berkshire. Proceeds for AI compute infrastructure. Stock, 2.7% pre-market. HPE plus 30% pre-market. Massive beat. Q2 EPS 079, 0.53. Revenue 1068B versus 9.79B. Server revenue 5.45B versus 4.66B. FY26 EPS guidance raised by $1 to $335, 3.45. The biggest backlog ever. Anthropic filed confidential IPO with SEC. Revenue run rate 47B, closed funding at 965B valuation. Files ahead of OpenAI. Microsoft to announce AI coding model at Build this week, emphasizing lower price versus Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex. Polymarket completed first block trade, six-figure trade on Ornin Compute Price Index, NVIDIA GPU benchmark, between Falcon X and Anira Labs. First on-chain institutional prediction market trade. Standouts, SoftBank overtook Toyota as Japan's largest company, driven by AI Arm holdings. Blue Origin launchpad damaged by New Glenn explosion may not be restored until 2028, NASA administrator. Gold replacing US Treasuries as top reserve asset, ECB, structural shift in central bank preferences. Private credit insurers raising premiums and tightening terms, Marsh sees 3% QOQ rise for D&O renewals. Polymarket odds of Strait of Hormuz reopening by end June fell from 60% to 22% in 10 days.